How do you follow up your first number one album? For Bruce Springsteen, you go in a completely different direction and record an entire album by yourself in one night. On this date, January 3rd, 1982, he entered his bedroom and recorded Nebraska. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
So we're standing on her front lawn.
For years, Springsteen would record demos into a boombox. But as his songwriting became more elaborate, he bought a four-track recorder so he could add more guitar and percussion to show the E Street Band what he wanted. His guitar tech set up the machine, and in a marathon session, he recorded tracks for 15 songs, recording deep into the night. But when he went to the band to show them the new material, it didn't generate the same feelings of the demos.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night.
It was material filled with stories of desperation and isolation, continuing what made up the second half of the previous album, The River. When he played the electric studio versions back, he realized they worked better as the raw demos. Instead of a heavy beat or saxophone, it's simply Springsteen's voice, guitar, and a harmonica. And he asked his engineer if the demos could be released mostly as is, and that's what came out that September to minimal hype. Springsteen would ultimately figure out how to make some of the Nebraska songs work for the full band, and four of the songs from the all-night session would be reworked for the band. Born in the USA, Pink Cadillac, Downbound Train, and an early version of Working on the Highway. And all would appear with the release of Born in the USA 2 years later. But Springsteen would revisit the stripped-down approach several more times, in 1995 with The Ghost of Tom Joad, in 2005 with Devils and Dust, and most recently with Springsteen on Broadway. But his first step away from the E Street Band happened on this date, January 3rd, 1982, when he recorded the entire Nebraska album by himself, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.